Three major changes in the American monetary system have occurred in the last 100 years. The first change was the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. The second change was going off the personal gold standard in 1933. The third change was going off the national gold standard in 71 and onto the petrodollar, an extortion racket concocted by Kissinger, forcing Saudi Arabia to sell oil for dollars. We'd give the oil-producing countries military protection if they obeyed, but kill them if they didn't. Does Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi ring a bell? The goal of the petrodollar was to keep the dollar as the world reserve currency. The power that has the reserve currency gets to print money in exchange for real goods. That's why our stores are filled with cheap goods, even though we don't produce anything in exchange. And that's why prices would shoot up if the petrodollar was replaced. We're now at a point where the monetary system is going to change again. But this time, the Jews aren't in control. The game changer was launched last month by the BRICS. By creating a rival to the IMF and World Bank, Jewish apparatuses of global financial and political control. The new game in town is the BRICS New Development Bank, and it will change the way the world works. Putin told reporters, quote, "The international monetary system depends on the U.S. dollar. To be precise, on the monetary policy of U.S. authorities. BRICS wants to change this," unquote. These are fighting words. For the yuan, the rupee, and the ruble will start replacing the dollar as the world reserve currency. Countries won't need dollars to buy oil anymore. And developing countries like Ukraine won't need to borrow money from the Fed and the IMF. They can borrow it from the New Development Bank and at much better terms. The IMF is a death trap. It only lends for speculation, takeovers, and control. But the BRICS, to develop infrastructure and cooperation between nations, that's their stated goal. How does this affect the average American? This transition from one currency, the dollar, to multiple currencies will turn Walmart into a Neiman Marcus. Prices will soar. And what remains of American productivity, especially agricultural, will export goods chasing the stable currencies. This will cause fewer goods produced here available to Americans, and scarcity will skyrocket. And do you think sanctions against Russia are really because of Russian aggression? Not a chance. The sanctions are a desperate response to the threat posed by the New Development Bank to the dollar reserve currency. No sooner was the bank announced, the stooge regime in Kiev shot down the plane. The demonizing of Putin went into high gear, and sanctions were ramped up.
Explain how these sanctions, particularly the American sanctions, that, you know, that are really sanctions that do not allow these companies, Russian companies, to in some way participate in the American financial system. Why do you think they're so effective?
Well, they're very effective because the dollar is the dominant currency in which all international trade occurs. And when we impose a sanction on a company, that means that they cannot have access to U.S. financial institutions, to U.S. businesses, or really to trade in the dollar.
Yet businesses in America and Germany oppose the sanctions. If the New World Order is just a corporatocracy, then the businessmen would have prevailed. But the quick marshaling of American and European sanctions, even though against their business interests, shows the existence of a supranational global governance that supersedes corporatocracy. And it shows that the character of that global governance is more political than it is commercial. It's about who controls the world. Who do we know that fits this description and can enforce a sudden global reversal of policy? The international Jewish money power, that's who. and Jacob Lew and David Cohen of the U.S. Treasury act in behalf of that power. Washington is not stupid, as Paul Craig Roberts says. It's sinister. It's a tool of international Jewry whose current monetary system is fated to hit the skids. The BRICS, New Development Bank, has fired the first shot.